Hi there and welcome to Hugh. My name is Darren and I hope today that you will be encouraged, your hope strengthened, and that your understanding of God, yourself and life is increased today. Today I'd just like to talk about the image of God and your calling. According to the Bible or God's Word, we all have a purpose or calling for the life we live. Knowing your purpose makes all the difference for you and those around you. Knowing your purpose gives you peace of mind, confidence in what you do, and strength to achieve God's will in your life. To understand God's purpose in your life, we need to go back to the beginning, when God made mankind on day 6 of his creation. So let's have a look at that. In Genesis chapter 1 it reads, "Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Now the first thing we notice is that God said, in our image, not in my image. This is a very important statement to understand, and I will try to explain this as simply as possible. There is one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, using this phrase, one God, to explain three people can be quite confusing, so let's make it easier to understand. God is a family. The Father rules with the Holy Spirit working at his side, and they have a Son who we know as Jesus Christ also working with them. This family truly has love as its core value. They care and love one another. They all work together, and nothing is done without the other being involved. This family, known as God, created the universe and everything in it. This family is known as God because they are totally one with each other. It is not one person split into three called God. It is actually three people that call themselves God, and that is the name of this family, God. Just like we all have a surname that describes the family. And also, Adam said with himself when he took his wife, he said, "We are now one." The word family is singular. In the family, it can have multiple people. It is the same with God. God is just describing the oneness of the three people that run this universe and everything in it. Now back to you and I. The next important statement is this. In the image of God, he created them. He made two people on the sixth day, not one, a man and a woman. In other words, he made us a family like his family, a family that can be bound together in love, a family that can also have children, just like God himself has a son. Also a family that rules, just like the Heavenly Father rules over all things that we can see and the things we cannot see. And what a beautiful planet he has given us to rule and take care of. So as we have discovered, we have been made in the image of a family. And the foundation of this family is love. And this is the statement from God in Genesis when he made us in his image. This is the statement he wants us to hear. The statement is what God is in purpose, what he does in action, and with love as his foundation, the message is that this is what he has built and purposed in us. So what has gone so drastically wrong that many people feel lost with no purpose, feeling depressed, or being anxious in life? The answer is we have lost our way and drifted from our original purpose that God made for us. We have decided to do things our way. Therefore, we end up reaping what we sow, and what we ultimately sow is sorrow and sadness. We have now become corrupted images of God because we are doing things our way. And sadly, some of the time, we act in certain ways because we do not know what else to do. But do you know what? God has great news for each one of us. God says in John chapter 3, I love you so much that I am sending my son to you, and he will show you the way. He will teach you and show you what you need to do. I will not send him to condemn you, but to save you from what is wrong and put a new purpose in your life. This person is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus did reveal to us about our purpose in life. That purpose is to love God wholeheartedly and love your neighbor as yourself. It is the theme throughout the entire Bible. Your purpose in life is to love. Love God and love those around you. So what I have discovered is this. The way we love and treat others and God is not good, because our love is totally corrupt. So what we need to now do is turn back to our original maker and designer, to the heavenly family called God, and learn from them how to love again. Just as Jesus declared in John 5, 19 and 20, I do what I see my heavenly Father do, because he loves me. We can learn to love again, because without love, we become worthless. Love affects everybody, because love is about relationship and respect. Jesus came to earth to show us how to love again. God's love tells us about ourselves and life in general. It is the highest command that he asks of us. And there is nothing that he asks of us that he does not practice himself. So where do we start? Read the Bible and look into God's life and the people who did follow him, and compare it to those people who did not follow him. Read other books on people who reveal what God has done in their life and how it has an impact not only on themselves, but on the people around them. And know this, no one is ordinary to God. Everyone is vitally important. Paul says in 1 Timothy 1:16, but for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. What is Paul saying here? It does not matter how corrupt you have become. God's grace and mercy allows you to clean up your life. It allows you to learn love again. God's patience with you helps you to get back on track and back on your feet. And learning involves mistakes, and God knows this. So do not be afraid to turn to him and seek him. Ask for his forgiveness and to help you to love, so that your purpose in life becomes real. When you look at other people's testimonies about how God has changed their lives, you will see and discover God changes how they love. He fixes relationships with others and himself. He is truly a person that has high value on family, because he is family. What are you going to do about it? Believe in Jesus Christ, follow him, and you will not be disappointed. Tell me, can you answer this question for me? What is your purpose in life starting today? Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope this has encouraged you today. And I also would like to thank the Tattooed Preacher for allowing me to use his music on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. Bye.